Eliseo Acevedo Diaz. Mr. Diaz is a graduate from biostatistician from School of Public Health of the Medical Science Campus at University of Puerto Rico. His undergraduate studies were in mathematics at the Rio Piedras campus of the same university, and he did a post-bachelor degree in mathematics and statistics in the University of Iowa. He works as a consultant in different governmental programs, including Puerto Rico Asthma Program, where he is the epidemiologist, biostatistician, and computer and data scientist. Also, he is an associate professor of the Department of Biology at the State University. So, do you mind? So, we're ready to hear what you have to say. Thanks.
Well, hello and good morning to all. My name is Eliseo. I'm from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, or as we actually call it, Puerto Rico. And, okay, so I'm going to be presenting data from the asthma control, kind of what Sarah did. So she made a very good presentation of what asthma control is. This is where Puerto Rico is located. It's right by the Dominican Republic. It's neither a state. It's less than a state, more than a territory. We don't know what we are, but that's where we are, and that's our flag. We're very proud of it. And, well, so the objectives of this presentation is present the current asthma prevalence in Puerto Rico and compare it with those in the United States. We're going to use the NIAP guidelines to establish asthma control on asthma patients. NIAP stands for National Asthma Education and Prevention Program. We're going to compare the asthma callback variables that we can use to the analog to the NIAP guidelines to establish the asthma control. And we're going to present the data related to uncontrolled asthma among adults in Puerto Rico. So asthma is a respiratory complex disorder that is characterized by the inflammation of the airways. And it has been documented as a load to the government, caregivers, and patients. So it's a economic load to the system. The information that we're going to provide here comes from the Puerto Rico BRFSS survey. We know what the BRFSS is. It has approximately 7,000 interviews per territory per year, and we're going to aggregate, well, not the BRFSS, but we're going to aggregate the asthma callback survey. We're going to use 2011 and 2012. We didn't have asthma callback until 2009, so we are not going to aggregate 2009 and 2010. We're going to aggregate 2011 and 2012. And it's about 800 participants. The aggregation will be about 800 participants in Puerto Rico. The measures that we're going to use are current asthma prevalence, the question, do you still have asthma? And we're gonna also evaluate the asthma control, classified by the uncontrolled asthma. It's an algorithm that I'm going to present later on. So NIAP is an organization that does a lot of things. Among those things, they have the expert panel review. This expert panel, they gather and they decide what is going to be called, what is going to be determined the uncontrolled asthma among population, using the control factors that I'm going to present it later on. And this algorithm is to determine and identify patients with different levels of asthma, the same levels that Sara spoke earlier. So this is the algorithm that the NIAP presents. It has five categories. symptoms, nighttime awakening, rescue medication use, forced expiratory volume, and asthma control test. And it has the three categories: well-controlled, not well-controlled asthma, and very poorly controlled. So just to establish a person and an asthma patient in one of these categories, to say that this person have well-controlled asthma, it has to lie, everything has to lie in this column. So we cannot have symptoms for less than two times a week. It has less than two nights awakening in the past month. You know, everything has to lay on this first column. For instance, if he has all these two categories, but he used more than two rescue medications a day, then his controlled asthma will categorize as very poorly controlled. So in the asthma callback survey, as Sarah mentioned, we have these three categories, but we cannot have forced expiratory volume, and we cannot collect the asthma control test, the ACT. So we're gonna use the first three to categorize asthma control, and that's what I explained here. That we're using these two variables to determine we're gonna use SIM-3D to determine the symptom category. For determining the nighttime awakening, we're using a sleep theory. These are variables from the asthma callback survey. And to determine the rescue medication use, we're gonna use all the SABA indicator, short-acting beta agonist indicators that has the survey. There are approximately 30 medications. So what we're gonna do is this variable is categorized both in daily use and in weekly use. So we want the daily use. So we're gonna, those that are categorized in the weekly use, we're gonna divide it by 7, and we're gonna add those to the daily use to have a daily use measure of SABA medications. And then instead of evaluating, as it said here, instead of evaluating days per week, we're gonna evaluate use per day. So that's what it says here. Instead of evaluating days per week that you use rescue medications, we're gonna use times per day. And as I mentioned earlier, the FEV1 and ACT variables are not collected in the asthma callback survey, so we cannot use those. And this is the algorithm that we use finally. So we have the, for symptoms, we have the SIM-3D variable and the DUR-3D variable to collect the symptom. We have to collect the night times awakening, we use the asleep theory. All these three variables are collected, are asked as to the patient if he has symptoms during the past 30 days. How many days in the last 30 days have you have symptoms, asthma symptoms? And the same in night times awakening. How many days in the past 30 days have you have night times awakening? And the rescue medication, as I explained, is how many times a week or per day do you use the rescue medications. Here you see 0.29. Well, that's because we divided the weekly use, we divided by 7. So instead of having 2 times per week, you have 0.29 times per day, since we divided it by 7. So 2 divided by 7 is 0.29. So that's why you have decimal points in uses per day. So that's the algorithm. So current asthma prevalence. I'm going to compare here asthma prevalence in Puerto Rico and the US. You can see that there's a kind of wavy line in the prevalence of Puerto Rico. This could be due to the sample size. These differences are not statistically different, any of those. But we do know that people, the Puerto Ricans living in the main island, living in the US, they have a higher asthma prevalence compared with all the other populations, all the other stratification groups. So we are really aware of the of this in the main line also. So current asthma prevalence among adults in Puerto Rico compared with those in US, well, by gender it doesn't make any difference. It's just the same, as we all know. Female have a very significantly higher asthma prevalence compared with men. Adult female. When we see at age, we see the same distribution, approximately the same distribution, probably a change in the 45-64 age group, but you know, it flows the same. You can see the confident intervals there is not significant. So now onto the asthma control information that we have gathered. So this is the distribution of asthma, uncontrolled asthma in the adult population in Puerto Rico. As we saw in Maine, we have a lot of people with well-controlled asthma, but we also have a lot of people with very poorly controlled asthma. And so we have approximately 52% of the people have well-controlled asthma, and about 30 have very poorly controlled asthma. So what are we gonna do now? To present this information, we're gonna add those that has very poorly controlled asthma. We're gonna add those to have with those who has no well controlled asthma, and we make one category that will be called uncontrolled asthma. So we're gonna have well controlled asthma, the same 52%, and we're gonna have the uncontrolled asthma that's gonna be the it's going to be about 48%. So when we merge these two categories, it will go up to 48%. So that's what it explains here. We're going to add those two categories, not well controlled and very poorly controlled, and we're going to name that those uncontrolled asthma. And this is the distribution of uncontrolled asthma by gender in Puerto Rico. We don't see any significant difference in the gender population. We do see an increase in the uncontrolled asthma in those that are in the elderly population. We do see an increase in the uncontrolled asthma. We don't see any statistical difference in the BMI factors in terms of uncontrolled asthma. We do know that this is a variable that is sometimes it's not well collected. People sometimes lie about their height or weight, but we don't have control over that. So this is the information that we have, we can collect and we can present. But there's no statistical difference in these groups. So this is the interesting part. So when we see college graduate, those who are college graduate or higher education, they have a lower uncontrolled asthma when compared with those that doesn't have higher education. So this is a flag for us. This determines that, well, people that know and can control their asthma, well, they will do so. So this is what we have. We also know that people that are employed or our students have a lower uncontrolled asthma than those who are unable to work or are unemployed. This is what we call a stress factor, probably, and it's well documented that these variables will look like this. And yeah, so also those who receive less than $24,000 annual income, they have a higher uncontrolled asthma when compared to those that have a higher income, although the statistical significance is not statistically significant, but it's a trend and it can be explained. In Puerto Rico, you can see by the confidence interval that the higher population is under the 25K annual income. So yeah. And finally, the marital status, those who live together have a lower uncontrolled asthma when compared with those that are separated. It's funny to see that the divorce are also in the same category as those who live together. Usually you will see a trend that goes high for those who are separated or divorced, but we didn't see that here in this analysis. And those who are never married, they are the lowest group, and that's also, well, kind of weird to see. So what I'm trying to do here is so what I present here is that the asthma prevalence in Puerto Rico is higher than in the mainland, but it's not statistically significant, although that, as I mentioned, all those Puerto Ricans living in the main island, they have a really high prevalence of asthma when compared with other population. As I mentioned, 48% of the people living in Puerto Rico have their asthma uncontrolled. And sociodemographic factors such as annual income, marital status, unemployment status can be triggers for uncontrolled asthma. We did make a logistic regression. That's what the whole idea of making this two variable, these three category variables into two. We did, but it's not presented here. But we can see that these factors do trigger the uncontrolled asthma. So the strength in what we did, what I'm trying to convince you all, is to use the asthma callback survey to determine the asthma control in the population. So asthma control can be obtained using this survey. Is consistent with the literature. We can see the literature and other reports that this algorithm is kind of the same of the algorithm pretend by the NIAP. And sample size help with the stratification, but I'm going to defend Sarah here. So you can use a stratification, but not so much. You cannot stratify by so many variables. So, and finally, it's cost effective. So all those territories or states that have asthma control, they can do surveillance on the uncontrolled asthma population. The weakness, well, Sarah mentioned all the weakness. The information is self-reported. That's the main weakness. And not all the NIAP guidelines variables are collected in the survey. So it's the algorithm, but it's kind of reduced. So the next steps is continue evaluating and analyzing asthma control health outcomes with other data sets. We just have the asthma callback in Puerto Rico. Compare and validate the information with other populational surveys. And promote the use of asthma callback to present the uncontrolled asthma in Puerto Rico and in the other states. Sorry, and disseminate the results. So thank you very much. I'd like to acknowledge the presence of Jessica Irizarry. She is my boss and friend also, and she's here. Well, and yeah, and to Ruby Serrano. She is the BRFSS coordinator in Puerto Rico.
Thank you very much. We have time for one burning question. Does anybody have one?
I'd like some burning questions, but there's
the heat of that burning question would not emit to you, so sorry, go ahead.
Do you think that, being an ex-Catholic, that religion had anything to do with the divorce or the separation? I mean, what? That's such a strange...
You mean the distribution of?
Yeah, I mean, I can just see the separated people are just still tragically in conflict, and the divorced people are feeling relieved. I don't know. I'm never married, being alone.
So I don't know in the rest of the states, but in Puerto Rico, the ratio is like for every couple that gets married, three get divorced. Approximately three get divorced. So. Yeah.
but there's another issue here. So separated is the highest. So I'm assuming the average age of the separated is higher than the average age of the never married. So we already saw there is an age-related issue when it comes to this. So it could very well be that if we remove the age or adjust this by age, we might have a different outcome.
And also, so it might be related with smoking rate in among the separated population as high.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yes.
You think of that as a period of high stress.
Yeah.
Self-control might be not at the top of your list or your ability.
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you very much. Appreciate it. So.